Shalom uvracha. This is Rav Kalman, Rav Keith, and welcome to Israel Miracles, stories to inspire us to see God's special divine providence here in the Holy Land. This story is taken from Small Miracles for Family by Rabbi Yita Halberstam, one of my favorite authors, who gave me permission to use these stories. But I also happen to know the characters involved personally, so it's especially meaningful towards my life. The year was 1972. And Rabbi Shlomo Kalbach gave a call to one of his students. His name was Sarah. And Sarah Yeret Rosenblum, who had just gotten married, and said, "Sarah, do me a favor. Do a Sheva Brachas. Can you run a Sheva Brachas for this young couple who didn't have any family in Brooklyn, but they just got married. They're about to move to the Holy Land. Put it together, a Sheva Brachas." A Sheva Brachas, for those who don't know, it's like a mini party after the wedding for 7 nights. The couple celebrates, and often families host these mini parties. But if you don't have a big family, so people of the community take the opportunity to make the celebration. And indeed, it was quite a celebration. Sarah borrowed chairs and tables from neighbors, and they had a very joyous night. And it was unforgettable. All right, the next night, the young couple in Yeshua and Emuna Witt, very cute and young, decided this was it. They were going to the Holy Land. And for the next 25 years, Sarah wondered, whatever happened to that couple who I made a Shever Bachas? But again, how could she have not done the mitzvah when Rav Shlomo Kalbach, the master of kindness himself, who used every minute of his life to do kindness, asked her to do it? Plus, what an opportunity to make a husband, a chatan bakala, a bride and groom happy, unforgettable. And she was so happy to have had the opportunity to do such a special mitzvah. 25 years later, Sarah had moved on, divorced, remarried, and had a child named Avigail. And Avigail was spending her year in Israel, studying at Tzfat, the mystical city. And she called up her mother and said, "Mom, it's going fabulous. Not only do I love the studying, love the adventures, but I found a kindred spirit, my best friend. Her name's Sarala, and we do everything together. And not only that, Mom, she's taking me to her house for Shabbos. And she's even got an idea that her twin brother, maybe there's some potential there. She thinks it's perfect." And so indeed, they went for Shabbat for the Sabbath meal. And there were 14 children at the table, but there's always time for some Jewish geography. And Sarla's father, Yeshua, asked, "So, what's your name? Where are you from?" "Oh, well, I'm Yeret." "Yeret," she said, "do you happen to be related to Avraham and Sarah Yeret?" And Avigail shrieked and said, "Of course I'm related. That's my mother. That's my father." Gewalt. So indeed, 25 years after doing this big mitzvah of throwing a Sheva Brachos, Sarah's daughter was sitting at the Shabbat table of the wits, amazingly enough, and the story doesn't end there because just a few months later, there would be an engagement between Shmali, the son, and Avigail. And indeed, the families would be coming together to celebrate the Sheva Brachos together in the Holy Land. Now, if you didn't think that was amazing enough, the story is not quite over. Because as Avichail and Shmali were reminiscing about their stories and how it all just came together so beautifully, they happened to remember an amazing detail. You see, the year was 1988, and Rabbi Shlomo Kalbach was hosting a concert in the Kikar Meginim Square in Tzfat, by the famous festival, the Klezmer Festival up in Tzfat. To this day, they're rocking. And Rav Shlomo took the little boy Shmali, as he was wont to do, and said, "Here, come be my backup." And this little boy was singing with Rav Shlomo. And Rav Shlomo saw this little girl in the crowd named Sarala. And he said, come on stage. And they put the two next to each other, and they were singing together on that magical night. 1988, years and years before any of this. But it seems like something was in the air, and Rav Shlomo had some sort of intuition. Who knows? But what I definitely know we can learn from this story is, first of all, you know, it says in the Talmud, what is God doing with his free time? He's making zivugim. He's making soulmates coming together. Sometimes we don't see it, but we do see amazing stories like this. It really, you know, strengthens our belief in how much it's all divine. It's all predestines our soulmates. And secondly, close to my heart, when you do acts of loving kindness, when you're kind towards others, when you open your heart towards others without thinking too much, miracles just happen. Miracles just flow into your life. And bless everyone to open up your heart to do kindness for others. And who knows what blessings will flow into you. So I hope you enjoyed this edition of Miracles Here in the Holy Land, Miracles Here in Jerusalem, Miracles Here in Tzfat. I happen to know the Witz very well. They live here in the Old City. And, I can confirm personally that this is a personal, a true story and a wonderful one indeed. Have a great day, and I can't wait to continue hitting you up with some miracle stories to inspire our days.